Hey everybody, welcome to Stewie Thoughts Podcast, episode 18, and today I'm joined not just by one special guest, but two, and Ben. So, today's episode is going to be a fucking funny one, isn't it?
I think so.
So, there you go, straight away she doesn't talk into the microphone. Literally gives you a break talking to the microphone, and she's like, talks about half a mile away from it.
Sorry.
Right, so that's obviously Kirsty. Ben, do you want to say hello?
Hello.
Needs to be closer to the microphone.
Hello.
That's better.
Stern voice there. And Beth, right? Say hello, Beth.
Hello.
Right, there you go. That's the team. There's fucking four of us, and it's going to be a fucking funny episode because it's going to be about dad jokes. And, right, so who wants to do the honours? So I think what we'll do is we'll have like a little competition. So see whoever does this better than me, right, gets to fucking start the podcast. Start the motherfucking intro. Kirsty, give it away.
Start the motherfucking intro.
That was shit. Next, Ben, try it.
Start the motherfucking intro.
That was gay. Beth, your turn.
Start the motherfucking intro.
That's how you fucking do it. There you go. Right, there you go. With Ben. Beth, go ahead. Start the fucking intro. Go do it.
Start the intro.
No, you the way you did it before. Fuck me. You're worse than Kirsty.
Start the motherfucking intro.
Yo! Right, so how am I going to do this? So normally I talk about what I've been up to recently, and but we've got three guests here, so we already know Kirsty from a previous episode, fucking relationships and all the other episodes, so there's no point introducing you, isn't there?
No.
So I think we'll move on, we'll move over. So this is how it works. So I'm with Kirsty. Kirsty's best friend is Beth. Best husband is Ben, and then Ben's my good mate, so we're in a circle. We complete each other.
Circle of trust.
Circle of trust. I'm the odd one out because I'm the fucking Irish one, but...
Irish? Northern Irish?
Ah, fuck me. Oh my God. I can't believe you corrected me on that. So I think we'll move straight over to fucking... Ben? Ben, do you want to introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about yourself and fucking why you look like a tub of ice cream. So if anybody can remember, right, this tub of ice cream where you get the red, strawberry, the white, and then the brown. Well, that's exactly, he's wearing the exact shirt like that.
Well, I'm not, though, am I, Neil? It's just a three-coloured T-shirt.
That looks like a fucking tub of ice cream? That's going to be on the Facebook page.
Neil's a very visual person, and your imagination is wonderful.
It is. Right, Ben, tell us about yourself and where are you from? Is that a hard question? Fuck. Where are you from?
Give us some slack. It's their first podcast.
Did you just see the smoke coming out of his ears there? He's like, where the fuck am I from?
Name, age, date of birth, sexuality, please.
Length of cock. Right, Ben, where the fuck are you from?
Newtown.
Where is that? So you're Welsh?
Yes.
That's why he speaks like everyone. And what do you do for work?
Security.
I can't wait to ask Beth what she does for work. She got sacked the other day.
She didn't get sacked.
She's about to introduce herself, so she'll fucking tell everybody. So what do you do, sorry?
Security.
So he's a fucking doorman, and it's funny because, like, he's a big fucking bloke, isn't he? How tall are you?
6'3".
Don't mess him, Ben. When like Ben and Neil stand together, it's like father and son.
No, sure. Get it right. It's like twins, Arnie and Danny DeVito.
Mate, I know what we should do for next Halloween, dressing up. Dr. Evil Mini Me.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's what we're doing next year. Thanks for clearing
Sorted.
That one. So any hobbies, Ben? Fuck me, doesn't Well, I don't know.
Ben's got stage fright.
Just a bit.
Well, what's your fucking hobbies? You must have something.
Rugby. Enjoy watching rugby.
Did you say
St. John's, don't you?
Yeah, I do a bit with St. John's every now and then.
St. John's is...
like, St. John Ambulance. So a lot of first aid cover for events and stuff like that.
So Ben goes on top of the fucking ambulance and goes, wee-oh. He's got like little blue lady fucking throws around. Would you say that's accurate?
No.
The end.
All right, and there you go. There's Ben, everybody. Moving on to his wife and my partner's Kirsty's best friend, Bethany.
Whoa, it's just Beth.
What's your middle name, Beth? Let's start with that.
I haven't got one.
She fucking have. What's your
middle name? I'm Harrod.
So, Beth, tell us, what do you do for a living?
Well, I used to do administration, and I've decided to come away from that and step in towards mental health. So I'm actually going to go and work in a dementia care home.
Oh, that's the first I heard about it. Why do you not tell me about that?
Because it's a recent development.
Suppose when you go into there, like, no, like if you had a bad day, like the next day, nobody in your work's gonna know.
That is very,
you know,
true.
I mean? Like if you're late today, tomorrow they'll be like, they'll give you an award for like being early all the time. And then the next day they'll give you another award because I forgot to give you that fucking award. So did you get an interview? Or?
Yeah, been for the interview, got offered the job, and it's just a step in towards my mental health.
Your mental health?
Not my mental health.
Just in, do mental health,
yeah,
nursing.
To get into mental health, yeah.
Work.
Right. Is that like, do you have to go through courses and stuff?
Yeah, it will be through the MVQs, get another health and social care from that.
Why are you giving Ben two fingers?
Then eventually I will go into the university side of it once my youngest has gone to high school.
How many kids you got?
Two.
Is that including Ben?
Well, three including Ben.
There you go. Who's harder to look after, Ben or the two kids?
Ben.
No response there, Ben, no?
He's not denying it.
Ben's fuming.
It's a pick on Ben day by the looks.
Right, you got any hobbies?
I enjoy running in my spare time with Kirsty. We do bits and bobs each week. We just done a Santa run, didn't we, the other day?
Yeah, it was vile. I did talk about that in the last podcast, actually, didn't I?
Oh, you did.
It's just the route. Yeah, it's just not a loop. I don't enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly what I said.
Well, you shouldn't have fucking done it then, should you?
I won't do it again. Never. Until next year.
It's Christmas. You're supposed to be. Where's your fucking Christmas spirit? Where's all the joy and happiness? Why? Well, you should have been running around that fucking route with a big smile on your face. You two.
We did for the camera.
Yeah, there's a cameraman. We look really happy.
Fuck me, now look at you. So there you go. So this is, Kirsty, we all know about you. Just give us a brief fucking thing about you.
I'm Neil's better half. I enjoy his joys every day of my life.
Why are you saying it like that?
Oh, just to change things up, really.
There you go. And there's our fucking panel. Shall we call it a panel?
A joke panel.
Panel? Right, so... I mean, where do I go from here? Do I talk about what I've been up to recently still? But even though, like, right, so...
We did a podcast yesterday.
We did a podcast yesterday.
24 hours ago.
So I haven't done much. Well, you would think I haven't done much in 24 hours, but fuck me. I had to go down to the office and print off some paper and all, because I'm going to, like, a wedding tomorrow. And do you know there's a funfair in Ulster Street?
Tomorrow?
No, it's on now.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Fucking all the roads are closed, and every fucker... In Ulster Street, there's a main car park, and people use it as a shortcut.
Rat run.
And everybody fucking uses a shortcut, and it took me about 20 minutes getting into the fucking car park. And so that was a fucking nightmare. And then driving the whole way down, driving the whole way back, fucking nightmare. And then me and Kirsty, we went to a Slipknot concert, didn't we?
Not quite a Slipknot concert. Probably the other end of the spectrum. A brass band.
We went to a fucking brass band thing. Now, Kirsty the land fucker said to me that X amount of people was coming to this. This is why I should go. So it was...
I did give
hang
you
on, let me finish. Let me finish. All right. There was us. There was your brother.
Yeah.
The person, the kid's father. The fucking... Your dad was going there. And I thought just remind... Yeah, your mum. And I was the only fucking guy that turned up.
Oh, you're a dedicated uncle. But by the way, my nephew, our nephew, plays in the brass band. That's why we went to watch the brass band.
Yeah. I was all like, I don't fucking want to watch this. I don't fucking want to be here. But it was actually all right. So, Kirsty, remember our bet?
Yeah. You bet me a fiver that my dad would fall asleep throughout the time there. But he wasn't there, so no. The bet doesn't stand.
So, fuck that bet then. So, her dad sleeps. You go fucking anywhere and he'll sleep. See, if it was like a volcano eruption or something, he'd sleep right through it. Titanic, slept right through it. Like, it's mad how somebody can, like, he can just fall asleep anywhere.
So, just closes his eyes.
Yeah, just nods off to fucking Derek, man. And I bet at Kirsty's dad, I bet at Kirsty, I was like, about a fiver, your dad will fucking fall asleep in this band thing. And she was like, no. And we actually did a proper handshake. And yeah.
Well, the actual specifics of the bet was that he would close his eyes for 30 seconds or longer. I bet that he wouldn't, and you bet that he would.
So does that mean I owe you a fiver?
Well, I don't think the bet stands, because
there you go.
He wasn't there.
Wipe that clean out.
Yeah.
Right, so, I mean, what have you used to been up to recently?
I've been doing all the Christmas wrapping for the kids.
And you've been finding a job?
Yes, been busy with that. Yeah, housework, the usual. Cleaned the carpets yesterday, my highlight of the week.
Moaned a lot.
Yeah, tried to clean the carpet, shall we say, because she had to ring me to find out how to clean the carpet machine after she had used it.
Hang on, you have to clean a carpet machine that cleans a carpet?
Well, yeah,
yes, you've got to get all the dirty water out and clean the hose so it's all
clean. For the next one. Because otherwise you're cleaning the clean carpets. You're cleaning the dirty carpets with a dirty heaver, and then it's not going to be clean, is it?
Fuck me, do you need a physics degree to clean something around here? Jesus Christ.
You are the physics master.
Well, my brain's even fucking fried. What's the point of... So you got something to clean something, but you need to clean that?
Yeah, you need to clean the hose. Get rid of all, like, the fluff from it and from the carpet. And I molt as well. My hair goes everywhere.
Carpet? You got fucking wooden flooring?
Oh, all up the stairs, upstairs.
Oh, okay. I'm upstairs. Right. And what have you been up to, Ben, recently?
Not a great deal, just working.
And we'll end at that, shall we?
Adult life. Yeah. Finest.
So I think we'll start getting fucking funny now, shall we? So that's the panel. That's what we've been up to. Normally it's usually around 15, 20 minutes when I talk about myself. So we've done all right. So hold on to your fucking ribs. Ben, no fucking racist jokes, please. Right?
Dad jokes. I will try.
You will try. No, don't try. Don't try not to.
No.
So we're gonna start the fucking intro, and then
we've already done the intro.
No, well, the intro to the actual topic. Fucking hell! These fucking podcast is it? Right. So we're gonna get fucking shit started here, and I think it's gonna be a fucking Bess already laughing. She hasn't even told a joke yet.
I wish you'd stop touching my shoulder.
Well. Right.
I feel like I'm...
How come them two have got loads of space between them, and we're like...
I feel like I'm your Siamese twin fucking... at the moment. We're joined at the shoulder.
Is that because we're talking at the same time? Okay. Right, play the fucking intro. Right, so what is a joke? Right, I'm going to hit you up with some fucking facts straight away. The definition of a joke is something said or done to provoke laughter, especially a brief or... Oral? Is it? Oral? Narrate? I don't know. Fuck you, read that. I fucking can't read. Right, here's the definition of a joke.
The meaning of a joke is something said or done to provoke laughter, especially a brief oral narrative with a climactic humorous twist. So it makes you laugh, basically. Something that makes you laugh.
There you go. That's a fucking boring joke. These motherfuckers in this room, right, are clenching under their phones like there's no tomorrow. Like, they're dying to fucking hit some jokes. So what do you reckon we should do? Do you reckon just speed fire one out, one after another, one after another, and we'll fucking rate them or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, we could do it based on the laughter, can't we? Who's the funniest?
Well, Kirsty, you're right straight away. This is just between me and... right, okay, so who wants to go first then? How are we going to do this?
Round robin. I'll go first.
Brace yourselves.
Like, they're already laughing. I'm winning. Did you know I went to the shop the other day I wanted to buy a pair of camouflage pants. But I couldn't find them.
Boom.
We should have got the recorded the drums from the band.
There might be an app for that. So, what are we going to rank that? I think we'll rank them out of 10. I would say that's definitely a powerful 6. Like,
yeah. Oh, that's quite good from you.
Yeah, I'll give it a 5.5.
No, I'll give it a 9.
Ah, Bab, thanks, Beth.
Fucking hell, Beth's easy played. Right, I'm still trying to find my joke, so Beth, do you want to go? We'll do it that way then, shall yeah. we? Go on, Beth. Kill us.
What happens when a frog parks illegally?
I don't know, what?
They get towed.
Oh, wow. Wow.
That's a fucking flop, that, like.
That's like a cracker joke, isn't it? I love those cracker jokes. What were you rating it then?
2.
I'm going to be generous and give it a 4.
I'm going to give it a good 8.5 because it did make me laugh. Ben, your turn.
Right. Viagra. It won't make you James Bond, but it'll make you want to Roger Moore.
Oh my Boom. Fucking God. I don't get it.
Do you not?
Rob you more?
Roger more.
Like you're going to Roger someone.
You're going to Roger more?
Who Rogers somebody?
It's just a saying, Neil.
Can we just do Northern Irish ones, please? Roger more.
Hang on. It needs to be rated.
Well, fucking minus, I don't know. I'll give it a 1 because I don't understand.
A 3 from me.
I'm saying that's about a 7. I mean, it was all right. Neil, come on. It's your turn.
Okay. I mean, I'm still trying to fucking... use all fucking found all yours before I... Right. fuck off, pop-up fucking thing. Right. Sandwich box in there. What were you getting all these fucking jokes on? Right, I'm going to start off low and then sort of build it up because I'm still trying to fucking find my jokes. I'm using one of Ben's here, so this is my fucking excuse. But, where is it? I only know 25 letters in the alphabet. I don't know why.
No.
Ben picked up it.
I should have some by the time it comes back around to me.
Well, hang on, rating?
That's a 1 out of 10.
-2.
I agree.
I'll go for a 4 because I did... have a little giggle.
You're very generous.
I am.
Right, back to me. I don't know which one to go for first.
A funny one?
I think I'm going to go... I'm really sorry, Neil. I had a date last night, and it was perfect. Tomorrow I'm going to have a fig.
What? Why am I not getting any of these?
A date is a fruit. And a fig is a fruit. Right.
I think that joke was wasted on Neil.
Yeah, oh, I think it was.
Fig roll.
Oh, I love a fig roll. We always used to have them at your sleepovers.
Yeah, we did.
And some grapes and some wopsets.
I have had them since I was a child.
No. Oh, no. I have had them and I've like nailed a whole pack in one time.
I remember you telling me.
I do like a fig roll, though. Oh, man. Right, rate in. What was that?
7.
Thanks, Beth.
Good 7.
6.
Oh, that's all right. I'm still about 5.
Neil's still processing.
I'm going to give it a 10.
You don't even understand it.
I know. But it has fig rolls in it. I love fig rolls.
Beth, your go.
I accidentally dropped a bucket of paint on my boss at the job site. Boy, he was blue in the face.
So accurate because you've been looking for a job as well.
Exactly.
Is that coming from experience?
No comment.
I'm giving that a solid 9. That made me laugh.
That was good, so it's an 8.
Okay. Ben, your turn.
You haven't done a rating.
Oh, sorry. We'll go 8.
Yay!
That's happy a good one. Ben's debating which one to choose.
Why was the computer cold?
Why?
Why?
Because he left his windows open.
That's like something you hear at a fucking primary school.
Oh, come on. At least I've got jokes, Neil.
Oh, I'm about to fucking hit you with some.
Rating?
One.
I'm going to give a six because I giggled.
Yeah, I was going to go six.
My turn. Okay, I'm going to spice things up a little bit and turn it up a notch, right? What's worse than sucking your granny off? No, sorry. What's worse than sucking your granddad's cock?
Licking your mum's minge.
Banging your head in the coffin on your way up.
Zero.
Fuck off, that's awful. No. That's awful, Neil.
I've got some more. I've got some more.
That's a terrible one. That's
right.
That's
rate that. Zero. Go on.
Two. On.
Zero.
I thought you would love that one, Ben.
Zero.
Right. Like, do you know what? I'm going
cross the line, you did.
I'm just getting started. Right, go on.
You
can make them rude, like, you know. I'm not going to get cancelled.
What do you call a pudgy psychic?
What's a pudgy?
A podgy, sorry.
A podgy?
Yeah,
psychic.
What do you call a podgy psychic?
What?
A fortune teller.
Hey! I like it.
Do you get it, Neil?
Yes.
Neil's still trying to process pudgy.
Pudgy, podgy.
Rating?
Seven.
Eight and a half.
Oh, that's all right.
I'll go straight in the middle, five.
Okay.
Okay, so I just quit my job at the helium factory. I won't be spoken to in that tone.
That's like something you hear out of a fucking... Can you demonstrate that tongue?
You're better at doing it. Actually, Kirsty's very good at her high pitch.
Go on.
Oh, I'm trying to think now.
I wasn't very fucking high pitched. That was more like...
I enjoy to think now.
What the fuck was that?
I've been with... Kirsty, I've been with you for how long and I've never heard you speak like that?
I was trying to do a helium. I can't really remember how it goes.
I completely forget the joke now.
I'm good at it. Well, I laughed a lot, so that's an eight for me.
Who's in that?
It's Ben's turn now.
Oh, right.
So okay. I'm still waiting for my rating from you and Ben.
Well, that's right. I'm going to go six.
Six.
Not bad. Not bad.
I had a happy childhood. My dad used to put me in in tyres and roll me down a hill. Those were good years.
It took her a second.
It took me a while. That was funny when I got the joke. I say that's a good nine.
Yeah, I'd go for a nine for that.
Neil?
Yeah. Ben, I'll be generous. I'll give you an eight.
Thank you.
My turn. What's pink, black, and has 17 nipples?
A dead hippopotamus.
The trash can behind a cancer ward.
Oh, no, Neil.
No, no, no.
10 from me.
Zero.
Zero.
They're not really dad jokes.
Okay, what do you call 10 dad fucking nipples in a... I don't fucking know. Dad jokes are not that funny, though.
Well, they are, because listen to this one. I've got a real good one.
Okay.
We got a corker.
Hang on. Reading?
Zero. Zero.
Funny. 0.25.
Yay! That's a combination of 0.25 for me.
We should be actually recording these scores, and then after we could have totaled up who won. Too late.
Well, you're winning at the moment anyway, so...
Why couldn't the toilet paper cross the road?
Because it's a fucking toilet paper.
Because it got stuck on a crack. Like some jokes are so bad that they're good.
If you say so. Fuck, we're only in 24 minutes. We've still got like another half hour of this fucking joke.
Okay, so. Did you know it's illegal to laugh out loud in Hawaii? You have to keep it to aloha.
That sounds more of a fact than a...
Did you not get
I
it
was
there?
Thinking that as well.
I liked it.
Thank you, Chris.
I like a good joke.
I like the statement ones.
Yeah. Silence is golden. It's Ben's turn.
Ben, you?
I'm waiting for my rating.
Oh, fuck me. We've done this every single one, haven't we?
Yeah.
Because I can't remember it. 7.
8.
5.
Not bad.
What has 5 toes but isn't your foot?
Your neighbour's foot.
My foot. Yes.
That's a good 7 out of 10 for me.
Thank you.
A 9. 9 from me.
Neil?
9.
Neil's not even listening.
Nine. I'm trying to find less offensive jokes.
It's your turn.
I'm trying to win this. Did you hear about the magic tractor?
It turned into a field.
Are we finishing each other's jokes now? Is that how it works?
Well, I know the answer.
So I knew the answer to every single fucking one of yours as well.
You didn't know about the toilet paper one because you said the wrong one.
I was making a humorous joke about the toilet paper one. Well, can I get another go then?
Yeah.
She's fucking cheating. She always finds a way to cheat in something, doesn't she? Why did the eggs all break?
Something to do with they were cracking or something.
Why is everybody guessing my jokes?
What was the answer?
I'm gonna go back to root jokes if he's can't fucking behave. Well, she's ruined the whole punchline now. I'm gonna have to tell the whole joke again. Why did the eggs all break? Everyone say, don't
Why,
know.
Neil?
I don't
Why?
Know.
There you go. Because they all cracked up with each other.
Two.
You're telling me that's a 2 and my fucking nipple cancer one is fucking 0?
I'm going to give you a 4.
Neil,
you're generous.
That's a 4.5.
So the softer the jokes are. Do you know something, Ben? I'm kind of regretting not asking you to do your racist ones now. No,
it's
don't bend. I'm only joking.
Never too late.
What kind of a car does a sheep like to drive?
I don't know.
Somebody's gone already.
Are you ready?
Go on.
A Lamborghini.
Lamborghini.
I said it wrong. That would have been better.
Is that the way you were supposed to say it?
It just says Lamborghini.
I'll give that one a 10, actually, because I started giggling before you even said the punchline.
Thanks, pal.
Five?
Well, you generous. No. You didn't even laugh.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm gonna go 5.
I'll give it a 6.
Okay, thank you.
My friend lost his car. I call him Carlos. Neil, you cracked a smile.
That's the best one from you so far.
Actually, we're doing it wrong, because what we should have done was told these jokes and not laugh. And then who laughed? You know, that's the... Try not to laugh. But anyway, we move forward.
Okay.
I'm going to give that a good 7.5 out of 10.
Woo!
I think since it's your best one, there's still room for improvement, so I'll give you a 9.5 on that.
Ooh, I'll take that.
I'll give it a 6.
Fair.
Where are you finding all these jokes, by the way? Because every time I'm trying to find one, I'm getting shit ones.
Just Google it.
I've Googled it. I'm literally getting ones.
I come up with all mine myself.
And actually, you're saying that our jokes are good then, if you're only finding shit ones?
Well, no, they're better than the ones I'm finding.
I think it's a way.
Well, I literally have just been to a Slipknot concert. I'm more of an improv type of, you know. Ben, it's you know?
Yep, it is me.
He's there with his fucking clipboard with all these fucking jokes written down and shit.
5 ants rented an apartment with another 5 ants. Now they're 10 ants.
You get it. Do you understand it?
Yes.
Yes.
That's a 6 from me.
Yeah, I'd give that a 7.
Only because I've heard it before. It's not a new one.
Neil?
Apologies to anybody who was enjoying my rude jokes, but I'm going to have to go back to any of these ones again because I thought I was going to get my fucking head kicked in.
I think Ben's still waiting for his score.
Oh, right. Sorry. Since I can't remember it, we'll go for an 8. If I had remembered it, it would be like a fucking 2. Okay. Is it Mina? Is it?
It's you now.
I don't know, I'm just going to pick a random one out for fuck's sake. And I'm going to see if I can use comedy timing in order to fucking make this a funny one. Okay. What subjects do cats like best in school?
Meowsic.
That's a very good answer, but it's not the one. Torrey.
I think mine was better.
Yours was actually better.
need to rewrite that joke, I think.
What other thing could a cat pee? Pee meow wee? So, written?
2.
3.
If you use my punchline, it would have been a solid 10.
I love how I'm the comedian here, and I'm getting the fucking... I'm losing the whole fucking lot.
Well, you didn't do your research. What did the 2 pieces of bread say on their wedding day?
Oh, I think I know this. In fact, you interrupt. I do?
I do.
No. No, you're both wrong. It was loaf at first sight.
Right, so is that a full going around, is it? So I've got an idea. So we'll continue the going around this way, right? But we'll try and guess the answers. So somebody says the joke and then we have to guess the answer.
Why are you bored? Okay.
No, I'm just trying to switch
spice it up.
But not all jokes are going to work that way though, Neil.
If it's a statement joke, it doesn't have an answer, does it?
A statement joke?
Like a one-liner.
But you can give it a go. We can we'll try it a whirl.
Yeah.
Give it a whirl.
These fucking podcasters occur to.
Not mine.
Right, go on. So, who is it then? It's go on, Beth.
I woke up last night to find the ghost of Gloria Gaynor standing at the foot of my bed.
Like I will survive.
That sounds like a story.
Did she survive?
They never guess what happened to me the other day. I woke up and there was a woman at the end of my bed.
Anyone?
No,
nothing.
At first I was afraid. Then okay. I was petrified.
I got it.
See, you can't try and finish that joke off because it's not a jokey
it's
joke.
It's got to be a question one, is it?
So we're all against my idea then?
No, we'll try it. We can try it. Like this one. Why did the roof...
Excuse me.
I know, I'm just doing an example.
It's fucking bastard.
These type of jokes will probably work, won't they?
I love how she just comes over and takes over this whole fucking thing.
Why did the roofer go to the doctors?
Because he was a dick. No. He was a fucking wanker.
No.
Because he's a fucking bastard.
No.
What?
He had shingles.
See? Shit. Like, that class is as a joke, so you're right. Ben, it's your turn now. You were sorry that you were rudely interrupted by.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
We've had fucking.
My Visa card was declined in the sweater store. They asked for my cardigan.
I've got so many questions about that joke.
Fire away.
Can you run that? Sorry, dissect that and run it through us again.
My Visa card.
Right.
Was declined
okay.
At the sweater shop.
That's the bit that I'm... Why the fuck do you need a Visa card at a sweater shop? What is a sweater shop?
It's just like a jumper.
Who sells just jumpers at a shop?
A lot of places do.
And you need a fucking Visa to get in there?
Well, a Visa card is just like another name for a credit card or a debit card. It's just made
Visa?
By Visa.
Not like a Visa to get into like America.
Oh, right.
I'm giving that a solid 10. Ben.
10.
Thank you.
Yeah, I get it now. I was like, why the fuck do you need a Visa to go into a shop?
Oh,
go. Right. My sorry. I'll go 10.
Thank you.
First 10, Ben.
I think that's the first round of 3 tens anyone's got.
Well, I've got about 17-0, so beat that, you fucker. Right. hang on, I had one. Where was it? Fuck. What did one toilet say to the other?
Shit. There's shit everywhere.
You blew up the toilet. No. Ben, any clues?
Nothing, no idea.
Beth, any clues? What did one toilet say to the other?
A video.
What?
Is it something to do with that firework video?
No, it's a joke.
No, it's a joke.
So basically, we're talking about a video that some guy threw a fucking firework into a bathroom and it landed in the toilet and blew his fucking toilet up.
There's shit everywhere!
He doesn't talk like that. It's in the fucking toilet!
Is he Irish?
No, he's Northern Irish, yeah.
Yeah.
Get it right. So I suppose I better put you out of your fucking misery here. So what did the toilet say to the other? You look a little bit flushed there.
Slowly getting better, Neil. Still got to work on it.
I feel like I'm selling my soul to the devil. I should be fucking sitting here saying mad, gruesome shit. Can I just say... No. I'm going to finish off with a very fucking rude joke. Right, go on, Kirsty, cheer up.
Dogs can't operate MRI machines.
Go on, Ben. But CAT scan?
Yeah.
Ben was desperate then.
I'm itching, let me finish it.
You were about to fucking burst out. I knew this.
Correct, Ben.
CAT scan.
Okay, Beth.
Ben, yes.
whatever you're shaking your head at, saying no, Beth, do it.
What did the drummer name his twin daughters?
Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Left and right stick. No, left stick, right stick.
And a one and a two.
That's a good one. Why are you not impressed, Ben? That's fucking hilarious.
It's not that funny, that one.
It is. Go on, Ben.
Why can't your nose be 12 inches?
Well, mine is. It's kind of big, isn't it? Because it's something to be a foot.
Oh, it's yeah. 12 inches a foot?
Yeah, otherwise it would have been a foot.
Ruined your joke, Ben. How does it feel?
Right in the schnoz.
Yeah. I'll give you that one.
Thanks for giving me that one. Appreciate it. Kirsty's like, I keep fucking elbowing her. She's gonna punch me. What did one wall say to the other wall?
I'll meet you at the corner.
Bastard.
How does that feel now, Neil?
It feels horrible. I feel like crap.
What does a librarian use to go fishing?
A fishing book?
A bookworm. Do you get it? Librarian, bookworm.
I feel like I'm going to cry.
It was your idea to do dad jokes.
I don't kind of comedy sick ones. No.
Now, this joke is probably one of my favourite jokes ever. I got someone in work absolutely howling with this one once. It's nothing to do with the fly.
Don't ruin that joke. That's the ending.
David Hasselhoff has started referring himself to as the Hoff. It's less of a hassle. Oh, that's one of my favourites.
I quite like that one.
It's more of a fact again. Isn't it? Yeah. Is he still alive?
Yeah.
He's still in good shape?
I don't know. He's probably like really plastic, isn't he? He had loads of work done.
Is this one of your jokes, or...?
No, I'm just generally concerned about the state of Diesel Hoff.
Diesel?
Diesel Hoff.
I think he got confused with Denzel. No, who? Vin Diesel and fucking...
Denzel.
Well, why couldn't you speak today?
I don't know.
She went up to the McDonald's drive-thru and she was like, can I have... What did you say?
I don't
can I may have...
chicken nugget dippers. She says,
can I may have some chicken nuggets? And I said,
chicken nugget dippers, I said.
Can I have chicken nugget dippers? Whose goes in there?
Ben's. It's Ben.
Oh, dear. Right. What do you call an Italian hooker?
Neil's eyes perked up then.
Would you like his taxio?
No, it's got to be something with pasta, isn't it?
Cornetto.
Pasta fanny?
Newell's no. Cornetto.
A pasta toot.
I was close.
You were like close, one, Neil.
I didn't like that one.
I mean, talk about hitting two birds with one stone. You could have sex and eat at the same time. Was a pasta toot? Can you? Well, you wouldn't want to fuck it first, Nanny. You'd eat part of it. Eat part of her and then fuck the other part of her. Mm. Anyway, moving on to my shit jokes. What's the difference between TV and a newspaper?
Don't know.
I should have read the fucking punchline before I said that. Right, brace yourselves. Right, you ready? Hold on to something. You might hold on to your ribs there, Ben, because... So I'll just say it again. Oh, look at that. I've lost it. It was something to do with you can't... Oh, fuck me. Right, what's the difference between a TV and a newspaper? You can't swat a fly with a TV.
God's sake.
That's really bad, that.
Well, do you know something? There's going to be a part two to this joke, and the next one's going to be...
Stop leaning on me.
I think you need to quit, Neil. You're not doing very well at this one.
I think I'm going to go back to... We should have done like a live poll. Should Neil be... The voice
just
reason.
Go home.
Right, okay, bye everybody.
Our vacuum cleaner is getting old. It was just gathering dust.
But that's a fact. That's a
tumbleweed going across the room there.
I'm sorry, but most of mine are fact ones. But I love them ones. They're the best ones. They're dry.
I quite like dry humour, to be fair.
What vegetable should you never bring on a boat?
An onion?
Parsnip.
No, who wants to cry when you're on a boat? Like if you're cutting it? This would never happen to me if I hadn't brought this onion on a fucking boat. That's exactly who. You know?
A leek.
Oh, yes, a leek.
I had high hopes for this episode, you know?
We won't be doing dad jokes again.
No, next one's going to be fucking rude jokes. How about that?
I'm up for that one.
Right, let's start it now then. No, okay. We'll see how this one goes, and then if anybody doesn't complain, then we'll do the next one. We'll do rude jokes and get people complaining. How about that? Mm. Right, so there you go. Who's it now?
Ben.
Me. Right, where's it gone? I'm doing a Neil here. Lost my joke. Oh. Did you hear about the constipated mathematician?
No.
He had to work light with a pencil.
Neil's still processing it.
No, I get it. I get it. I do get
it. No. Not even
I'm just wondering where my life's gone. What should a 500-pound alien... Where should a 500-pound alien go?
Where?
On a diet. Get it? Because he's like 500 pounds. That's not really a destination, though, is it?
Why did the pharmacist work... Sorry, I can't speak. Why did the pharmacist walk on her tiptoes? She didn't want to wake the sleeping pills.
All I can hear is just Ben breathing. It's like a tumbleweed just flying across there. What do you reckon, Ben? Should we spice this up a little?
Yeah, why not?
Right, we're gonna move it up a notch here because.
Can we pause it then so we can find some jokes?
Okay, so we're gonna pause it. And actually, yeah, we'll pause it and we'll put a disclaimer in. So we have done dad jokes for like the last. However many long, I think I'm going to rename this episode just jokes. No, we'll keep it as dad. I don't fucking know. I'm on a date.
Dad jokes. Keep it as dad jokes.
Yeah, but we're gonna end with about 15 minutes of just pure fucking filth, rude jokes. So if you don't want to listen to it, I would suggest you just end this podcast right now. How about that? Yeah? Mm-hmm. So anybody who's still listening, fucking well done to you. Right? And you're going to get rewarded. Okay, and we're back. So we've found some jokes. So we're stepping it up a little notch here. And, you know, they're kind of dad jokes. I mean, we're dads. We're saying jokes. So boom, there you go. Well, apart from fucking the women here. But like I say, if you haven't got a fucking sick sense of humor, then probably now's the time to go to some other podcast. Right, disclaimer over. Right, who's kick starting this motherfucker?
I'll go for it now.
Yeah, let's go, boy.
What does a robot do after a one night stand?
Dino cleans his chips.
He nuts and bolts.
Ben, I don't think you get the concept here. It's the rude jokes. He nuts and bolts.
Nuts and bolts.
So he's nutted in here, then bolts and does a runner.
Oh, yeah.
Again, wasted on
the
your
penny
meal.
Has just dropped.
Where's your brain tonight?
Oh, fuck knows.
It's a Slipknot concert.
Yeah. So, I mean, me knowing that? This is when I fucking... Okay. So, what's the difference between... I'll save that one for later, actually. What do you call a cheap circumcision?
A rip-off.
Have you got that one, Ben?
No, I've heard it before.
Oh. Girlfriend says to her boyfriend, I had a wet dream about you last night. I dreamt you got run over a bus and I pissed myself.
I'm pretty sure you like said it. That to me before, Kirsten.
That was quite good, wasn't it?
That was good.
That's what I'm saying. These are the jokes you want to hear.
Well, I'm still working my way through my list of dad jokes that aren't rude. So, this morning I saw a guy dragging a clam on a leash, and I thought it must be hard to walk with a pulled muscle.
I like that one. That one's good, Ben. You've clearly had time to research these today, Beth.
Don't know what you mean.
Oh, dear. Right. What did Cinderella do when she got to the ball?
Went up to the bar and bought herself a fucking... I don't know, a gin and tonic?
Nothing. She choked.
That's a 10 out of 10 from me, Ben. Well done. There we go. Now we're getting somewhere.
Oh, dear.
Right. How do you make a pool table laugh? You just read that from my screen.
I know that one. My uncle just got struck off the medical register for having sex with his patients. It's a real shame because he's a really good vet.
Bestiality at its best.
I woke up laughing today. I must have slept funny.
I like how you're the thing's toning everything down. You're just all rude. And then a nice joke. Ben?
That is me. I'm still looking, so somebody else wants to go?
I've got one.
Hang on. What's the difference between my dad and cancer?
What?
My dad didn't beat cancer.
Whoa.
We've stepped it up a notch.
A couple in a cafe in Llangollen asks, can you settle an argument for us and pronounce where we are very slowly? The waitress leaned over and said, Burger King.
are you back to dad jokes, Kirsty?
I ordered a chicken and an egg off Amazon. I'll let you know which one comes first.
Right, let's settle something here. What comes first, the chicken or the egg?
Oh, I don't know.
the chicken.
Where does the egg come from?
You got to have the chicken to make the protein for the shell to be formed.
Yeah, wow, but, Ben went all scientific on us there.
But where did the chicken come from?
Yes, the chicken could evolve from another animal.
That's exactly right. So there was like, I know, pre-chicken. What would we call a chicken before chicken?
Like a kicken? A dodo.
Yeah, so a dodo would have had sex with a different animal, and then eventually a chicken that we know of today would have came out, and then that would have laid an egg for another chicken. Evolution.
So what the fuck did the monkey shag then to get humans?
Neil.
Well, something with big ears. What's got fucking big ears?
Neil.
An elephant?
Yeah.
Oh, big nose. It's like that scene from Ace Ventura, you know, the second one? So, like, the elephant where he comes out of the elephant's ass. You seen Ace Ventura, Pet Detective?
Yeah.
I can't cope with Jim Carrey, I don't like him.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
he's the best actor in the world.
No.
That was a deadpan. No.
Ben, your go, I think.
What is Peter Pan's favourite place to eat out?
Epstein's Island.
Wendy's.
Why didn't Barbie ever get pregnant?
Because Ken came in another box.
And there you go. How to try and get someone that you don't know.
Little girl gets lost in Tesco's. She goes up to security guard. The security guard asks her, what's your mum like? Little girl replies, big cocks and vodka. Like, what does your mum like?
Yeah.
That crashed and burned.
I know. Yes, isn't it?
I just burnt my Hawaiian pizza. I should have used it at a lower temperature.
Ben just
I thought we were moving on to rude jokes now.
Well, we're in a mixture here, I think. We're trying to please everybody now.
What's the difference between ooh and ah?
Up the bum and up the chum.
Close. About 3 inches.
Beth, you've never experienced that, have you? She's all like, confused, like, is it in yet? Why did Sally fall off the swings?
Because Sally she had no arms. knock.
Who's there?
Not Sally!
Yes. That resynchronization at its best, wasn't it? Oh,
poor Sally sitting there with no arms going, they're making fun of me.
Shit, mate, this is awful.
Larry LaPrice, who wrote the Hokey Cokey song, has died at the age of 93. The worst part was getting him into his coffin. They put his left leg in, and that's when the trouble started.
Oh, that's the best one yet.
Are we waiting for you, Neil, or can I jump in?
Well, it's your turn, isn't it? No, it's Besco.
No, it's Besco.
A cheese factory exploded in France. Debris is everywhere.
I was laughing at how you said France.
How did I say
France.
It?
France. What is in a man's pants that you won't find in a girl's pants?
A winky.
Pockets.
I don't get that.
Pants? Oh, trousers. It's American, isn't it? Pants, trousers.
Oh, yeah.
What's the difference between a zit and a priest?
One waits until you're about 12 to come on your face.
Close, yeah. A zit won't come on your face until you're 13.
Oh, not 13.
Tampax have replaced the string on their tampons with a piece of tinsel. They say it's only for the Christmas period.
Do
Beth, you're up.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's long and hard and full of semen?
A submarine.
Yes.
Why did the sperm cross the road?
Well, fuck me, if you can ejaculate across a road. You have a bigger dick than I thought, Ben.
It's because I put the wrong sock on this morning. That's got Neil going.
What's yellow, green, and eats nuts? Gonorrhea.
I don't get that.
Well, clearly, Ben's never had gonorrhea.
A woman goes to the doctor's with a bit of lettuce hanging out of her fanny. Doctor says, that looks nasty. She says, nasty? It's just the tip of the iceberg.
Ben? No, Beth? I'll just sing a little lullaby or something.
I was busy having a look because I'd ran out of my dad ones. No matter which store I go to, the cashier is always checking me out.
Sorry, Neil, but this one's aimed at you.
Go on, I can take it.
It may not be true, but...
Probably is.
What's the difference between Neil and an egg?
I don't know.
The egg got laid.
Okay, this one. Okay. How do you know when your sister's on her period?
I don't know.
Because your dad's dick tastes funny.
Oh, Neil.
Oh, yes.
What does one boob say to the other boob?
Your boobs can talk.
If we don't get support, people will think we're nuts. Do your balls hang low? Do they wobble to and fro?
Every episode, Kirk, you're trying to get a singing contract.
Can you tie them in a bow? Can you throw them over your shoulder like a continental soldier? Do your balls hang low?
Oh, we need someone like X Factor. Fuck it. Who's next? Beth? I know, who's next?
Beth.
Oh, yeah.
Why did the snowman suddenly smile? He could see the snowblower coming.
Wow.
I've got one.
What do you do if you come across a lion in the jungle?
You play dead.
Run.
That's pretty fucking obvious, though. What did the blind, deaf, dumb boy get for Christmas? Oh, shit.
Cancer.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
Oh. Ben said that? That wasn't the right... No. The answer to that was actually, a train. A toy train. Ben, that was sick. Why did you say that, Ben?
How did Burger King get Dairy Queen pregnant?
Don't know.
He forgot to wrap his Whopper.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, my next one's going to be a cracker, just to let you know.
What did Winnie the Pooh say to his new love interest? Show me the honey.
Okay, and with that, we'll move on to the next one.
Why does Dr. Pepper come in a can?
Because his wife died.
Is that it?
Yeah.
What's the worst part about screwing baldy pussy?
Don't know.
Putting... Oh, shit. Putting a diaper back on. I really should fucking I really should. Yeah, I really should. Like,
you're not doing very well. What's the difference between an oral and rectal thermometer?
I don't know.
The taste. I'm running out of jokes here.
That's good. I am as well.
I got fucking loads, but I can't say them on here.
How did the barber win the race? He knew a shortcut.
Oh, I knew it was going to be something about cuts.
What did the leper say to the prostitute? Keep the tip.
Keep the tip?
Yeah.
I had a horse named Mayo. A mayonnaise.
What's the worst part about eating a vegetable?
The wheelchair.
Getting her out of the wheelchair. Oh, fucking hell.
What animal has the biggest breasts?
A big-breasted wildebeest?
No. A zebra.
What's the difference between a condom and a coffin?
Something to do with where you put the nail.
You come in one and go in the other.
That's it.
Okay, the only ones I've got are really fucking rude. And
you can't do it.
I can, but like... What's long, green, and smells like pork?
Kermit's dick. After shagging Miss Piggy.
Look, Kermit, he's frog's fingers. Huh? Yeah, I really should fucking... I should really read these, to be honest, before I say these things. So, are we all running out of jokes then? Because it's over an hour now. So.
Oh, I can carry on going. We can get worse and worse if you want.
I think some of mine have been a little bit rude.
A little bit. They've crossed the line and over the border.
Can I just say my one then?
Go on.
To make Neil feel not as bad.
Oh, it's not that. It's not racist, is it?
Maybe.
No, no racist one. I mean.
Ben's sulking now.
No, I'll. I'm fine by that.
Have you got any other jokes?
Why don't skeletons fight each other?
Because they got no guts.
They ain't got the guts.
Okay. I mean, I'm out of jokes now, I reckon. I can't say the ones I'm thinking of. Well.
What was the best joke?
Mang. All of Mang.
No.
I can't remember now. Ben had the solid 3 10s out of 10. What was it? You remember?
Oh, I can't remember which one it was.
Ooh, no. Ooh, what was that one?
What was it?
Something about cancer?
No. I've got one that's going to top everyone anyway.
Oh, God. Here we go.
This fucking joke has haunted our relationship since the very beginning.
Yeah, but it's hilarious.
Is it?
It's so bad that it's good.
No, it's one of them ones that's so bad it's bad.
No, I find it funny.
Right, so anybody who's listening, right, brace yourselves. And if anybody laughs at this, I'll be very fucking surprised. So, without further ado, we're going to end with the bestest joke that's ever graced the planet Earth. Ever. And ever, ever, and ever. Go on, what is it?
What do you call a fly without wings? A warp.
Well, this has been the last ever fucking podcast Kirsty's ever going to be on. So I'm going to finish off with something. It's not a joke. So I was listening to a different podcast on the way down from my office, right? And then with all this fucking Christmas music and all, and going with all these bands and stuff, something occurred to me. You know the way Jesus died and came back to life 3 days later?
That was Easter time,
yeah. Yeah. What happened after that?
Did he just go about his normal life?
I don't know.
No, he did, didn't he? And then 3 days later he died.
No, no. So he died. He got crucified, obviously, didn't he? And then he died, and then
he was
put in the fucking cave or something, wasn't he? And then 3 days later, he miraculously came alive again.
Yeah, but what happened after that?
Exactly.
Oh, that's a good point.
How did he die after that? And if so, why did he not rear it? Like, what did he do after?
I don't know.
How did Jesus actually die after that?
Who knows? Read the Bible.
Yeah. This is a question for Mr. Google, I think, isn't it?
Well, like, it doesn't make sense, because you always hear about, like, oh, Jesus came back from the dead and fucking for our sins and all this kind of stuff, and then it's like, and then what? Did he just fucking go back to... Like, how did Jesus die?
Did he become a shopkeeper?
Well, he was a carpenter, wasn't he? Imagine being a carpenter and then just... Imagine being the son of God and being a carpenter.
Imagine being a carpenter and dying on wood.
Good point.
But he did make his own cross?
Did he build his own coffin?
Like, I don't believe he was the son of God or anything, but I believe that he existed. Do you know what I mean? I'm not religious, but I believe there was a guy called Jesus and he did get crucified. Did it? I don't think he came back to life, but how did he actually die? Well, I'll fucking find out. How did Jesus die? All you're going to get is like...
It was on the cross, wasn't it?
Yeah, but then he came back to life though, didn't he?
After they put him in the cave.
Yeah, and didn't he like move the fucking boulder out of the way and he got out of the cave and came back to life?
Yeah.
And then what?
That was like Easter Monday, wasn't it? Or Easter Sunday, whatever it is.
What happened on after Easter Monday?
People have their Easter eggs.
Yeah, but after this life-changing thing that happened to him many years ago, fast forward 6 months later, where was he? Well, I want to know.
Well, why don't you Google it?
Well, I think this is taking a turn from jokes.
Well, I just wanted to end on something, like, to get people thinking, you know?
Yeah, food for thought.
Jesus ascended into heaven 40 days after his resurrection, according to Christian belief.
So he died. Well, how did he actually...
Sorry, did you say he descended?
Ascended.
Ah, okay.
Oh, that's really weird. I've just had a message...
Text from Jesus?
No, it honestly says, Jesus wept Lady Gaga.
Fuck me, Jesus, listen, right? We're going to end this fucking podcast before we die. So he did, he fucking died, came back to life, and then, what, 40 days later, he just died again?
He went to heaven. That's all I know. Sitting at the right hand of God. Why not the left?
Because that's the dirty hand.
Oh.
Is that right?
Yeah.
The end. Yeah.
There you go. So, I mean, I don't know about this fucking episode. Should I fucking air it? we'll put it up and we'll see how it goes. But, I mean, we'll definitely do something, I guess, again. But we'll do something.
Topics.
Like, topics, yeah. Mm. Like, proper, like, fucking... Why does Ben look like a fucking ice cream? Or we could do one about Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
That'll not. Be Beth talking and everybody sat in silence for about 4 days.
I love Christmas. Right. Well, there we go. I hope this is funny, guys. And, yeah, sorry for anybody who got offended. Or am I? Am I sorry?
I would be from some of your jokes.
No, because there's a disclaimer even on the episode, like the introduction. And then there's a disclaimer before I started. Well, apart from the first joke, but...
But then if you put the disclaimer in, why didn't you let me do my joke?
Because a disclaimer can only get you so far. Like Kirsty said, there's a line.
You know? You crossed it and some more. Mine's borderlining.
Yeah, but you're not the one going to get cancelled, are you?
Your face will be cancelled.
There you go. You heard it first. My face is going to get cancelled. There you go. Yeah, we'll do this again sometime, will we? And then we'll see. Fucking, it's been all right. It's been a laugh, hasn't it?
Hmm.
Yeah, there you
yeah,
go.
It has.
There you go. So, I'm going to say goodbye. So, goodbye from me.
Au revoir from me.
Toodaloo from me.
And adios from me.
Ben, that was so fucking gay. Toodaloo for me. You should be like, I'm away to fucking burn some wood or something, or light a fire or something.
I've already done that. The fire's going.
Right, okay. That is a valid point. Right, see you later. Fuck yous.
Laters, taters.
Laters, taters.
Same goes, big nose.